gun, Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, June 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message, surprise, surprise, from James Hogue. He is the communication director for Congressman Jack Bergman. Haven't heard from him in months. But you see, when you speak the truth and people listening contact James Hogue, he then has the time to text me. Haven't heard from these guys in a year, if not longer. But all of a sudden, I start speaking the truth and they want to respond. James, I'm not going to read your text on the air. I don't believe it. I think this is a complete Bergman machine made up of Tony List, his chief of staff, you as his communication director, his political consultant that got him elected in 2016, John Yab, and that scumbag blog poster, Brandon Hall, who did the attack on Todd Smallenberg. This blog post is out there. I'm sure you guys are probably even going to send out a mailing attacking Todd Smallenberg with this BS garbage story to save Cam Cavett's butt because he's losing. And Todd Smallenberg will be victorious on August 6th and defeat the one-term state representative, the Bergman puppet, Cam Cavett. Well, you have your little blog poster from West Michigan. Todd Smallenberg has this microphone and my support. Is this a battle of endorsements? You bet it is. Trucker Randy Bishop's personal endorsement of Todd Smallenberg versus Bergman's endorsement of Cam Cavett. You dang right it is. Let's see which candidate wins on August 6th. The light in the truth and putting a stop to this Bergman machine once and for all, starting with Cam Cavett, you bet. Defeating Parker Fairburn against Neil Friske, you bet. Making sure that John DeMoose does not get Jack Bergman's endorsement in 2026 to replace him in Washington, D.C. as our U.S. Congressman, you bet. Jack Bergman riding off into the sunset after this election, deciding to retire in 2026 and coming out the same day he announces that he's not going to run for re-election in 2026 and his endorsement of John DeMoose to replace him in Washington, D.C., you bet. John DeMoose is a one-termer. He served one term in the 107th. He's going to serve one term in the 37th Senate District, and then he wants to reach his ultimate goal to become a congressman in Washington, D.C. with Jack Bergman's help. Cam Cavett was supposed to be the next state senator for the 37th. Parker Fairburn, after losing to Neil Friske again this year, will move into the 106th and run against Todd Smallenberg. I'm talking in 2026, folks. I've connected the dots. I see exactly the game plan, what they're looking to do. And it's not good for the people of Northern Michigan. It's not good for the 106th. It's not good for the 107th. It's not good for the state senate, the 37th district. And it's surely not good for the first congressional district in Washington, D.C. I am personally endorsing and going to be voting for Josh Saul in the August 6th primary. If I lived in the 106th, I'd be voting for Todd Smallenberg. If I lived in the 107th, I'd be voting for Neil Friske. This machine, this Bergman machine, must die on August 6th. They have to be stopped. When George Ranville told me that they personally recruited him to run against Neil Friske back in 22 for the 107th House District to replace the one-termer John DeMuth, who abandoned the people of the 107th and jumped into the 37th seat, and they were going to run George Ranville, Bergman, Hogue, and Liss, with John Yab, the political consultant behind it, was going to run George Ranville against Neil Friske. I asked George to call Neil. They did. They spoke. George told me, I'm withdrawing from the 107th. I asked him to run for the state senate against DeMuth to expose this evil machine. And now they don't like it, because this microphone has a bigger reach into the first district than little Brandon Hall's blog post from West Michigan. And if you guys end up getting attack mailers against Todd Smallenberg regarding questioning for an absolute second, planting that seed of doubt in your mind whether or not Todd Smallenberg can represent the 106th House District, I want a picture of it. Save it. Do not throw it away. I want one, because that will motivate me to dive in even deeper on Bergman's voting record, his financial statement, his net worth since he's been a congressman in Washington, D.C. You want to fight? Bring it. Because I know how to connect the dots. I know how to do the research. I know how to look up campaign finance reports. You guys want to play dirty? I can play dirty. And this is not Todd Smallenberg doing this, folks. This is me. I'm doing this. This is not Neil Friske doing this. This is me doing this. The radio station has organized a debate for the 105th. Ken Borton, the state rep, versus Christian Marcus, who I am personally endorsing for that race. The 106th, Todd Smallenberg against Cam Kevitt. The 107th, Neil Friske against Parker Fairburn. It's going to be held on Thursday, July the 11th at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. All the candidates have been invited to participate. The cost of the venue is covered. It is going to be held. Now, after I get the rest of Vicky's signs out this week, I'm going to reach out to the county chairs of those respective districts. First up, from 6 to 7, actually 6 to 6:58, will be the 107th race. That'll be Neil Friske debating Parker Fairburn. From 7 to 7:58 will be Todd Smallenberg against Cam Kevitt. From 8 to 8:58 will be the 105th, Ken Borton versus Christian Marcus. It will be free and open to the public. Mark your calendars. Thursday, July the 11th, Ellison Place in Gaylord. Doors are going to open at 5. We'll have an hour of socializing. Get a beverage if you'd like. Come get in your seats. The 107th is going first, the 106th, then the 105th. We will be out of there at 9:30. I'm not going to be asking the questions. I'm just moderating and going to be handling the time clock. The county chairs for each Republican county party will be asking the questions to their candidates that represent them in their counties. I'm going to start reaching out to them this week. This is going to happen. Now let's see if these candidates and state representatives currently in the 105th, 106th show up. We're not playing this game unless it's played fairly. And you want to have an employee for John Yab for Strategic National, Brandon Hall, to go onto his private property and take pictures, and then you're going to use it as a hit piece? Sorry. We're going to get into all of it. People are going to hear everything that Bergman's machine has been doing up here in northern Michigan and what they're attempting to do again this August 6th primary. Well, it's not going to work. Not on my watch. I want a fair fight. Let the voters decide without going negative. You guys can't do that? Bring it. It's game on. I am not afraid in any way, shape, or form to get down in the gutter with you. Confrontational politics is my specialty. You want to go negative? Just like Donald Trump, when he gets punched, you know what he does? He takes a baseball bat to your head. You want to fight? Let's do it. When he gets punched, he punched back harder. And I'm Donald Trump on steroids when it comes to fighting back. Donald Trump is a weakling compared to me. Folks, we need the truth. You need to be informed, engaged, educated, and then vote intellectually, not emotionally. Don't buy any of these negative attacks against these good patriot candidates. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-3487. 818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I want to get a message out to some of you that have been texting me saying that you're having problems, issues with our signal on 97.7 FM. That in the last few weeks, the signal has been distorted, breaking up. The frequency is not getting to your radio antenna. It's because of the leaves on the trees. If you live in a wooded area, you need a better radio with a better antenna. You may actually have to put a farmer's antenna up. You can get them from Radio Shack, places like that. Hardwire a farmer's antenna into your better radio. You've been enjoying the signal all winter long, but now all of a sudden it's breaking up. Well, it's breaking up because of the leaves. FM signals frequencies, folks, are line of sight. They're not AM stations where the signal comes out of the ground. It's line of sight to your antenna. So you need to cut some tree branches, or you need to get a better radio, or you need to get an antenna hardwired into your radio. Because if you don't, you're not going to hear the show until probably October when the leaves start to fall. And then the signal will be back. But people that have clean line of sight, I've got people telling me they're hearing me now in Sault Ste. Marie, no problem. South of Gaylord, no problem. South of Charlevoix, no problem. But if you live in a valley or you're surrounded by trees, you're not going to hear it. So please stop texting me about it. I can't do anything about it. The signal is loud and clear. Dell Reynolds, our engineer, has tweaked everything, and there's no problems. There's no issues anywhere. It's your environment. It's your radio. Lastly, I got a couple of text messages during the break. Wanted to know when the debate's going to be. Thursday, July the 11th. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. We will be out of there at 9:30. Ellison Place in Gaylord. The venue has been covered. We will be there. The question is going to be, will the incumbent state representatives, Ken Borton and Cam Cavett, and the primary challenger, Parker Fairburn, whether they show up? We shall see. County chairs for those respective counties of the 105th, 106th, 107th, you need to get a hold of me. You guys are going to be the one, as panelists, asking the questions from your people within your counties. What questions do you want to ask these politicians and candidates. You need to come up with the questions that you want answers. We'll have opening statements by each person. They'll take the questions. They'll have three opportunities to challenge their opponent. We're going to hand them a red handkerchief. They can throw the challenge flag. They can have a minute to challenge, rebuttal, whatever it is that was just said. You don't have to use your 3 1-minute challenges separately. You can wait and challenge the whole thing at the end. That's your choice. The rules have been set. The county chairs are going to be contacted. You guys are going to be coming up with the questions, and we will just execute. It will be civil. It'll be organized. And we will have an opportunity to hear from these people. Thursday, July the 11th, Ellison Place in Gaylord. Write it down. Share it. I'll be putting out a flyer on it soon. I can text it to you when I create it. We'll be running the commercials starting the end of this week. The truth has got to get out, folks. And then let the voters decide. Do not be manipulated by lies. Do not be manipulated by false truths that appear to be real. Questioning somebody, don't believe it. It's that simple. Don't do it. Because one of the things you have to understand, these people want to keep their power. It's that simple. They want to keep their power, and they will do anything to keep that power. Share this information, share the podcast, tell people about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Tell them to click on podcast, they can listen to anything. And anything heard on this show is my personal opinions. Has nothing to do with the radio station, the owner of this station. It has nothing to do with the radio station. This is on me. And I stand behind everything I say on this microphone. Everything. And if you don't agree with what I say, debate me. Come on the show and debate me. I'll be fair. I'll allow you to rebuttal anything I've said, but we will be talking back and forth. It will not be one-sided. Open invitation to any of these people, anytime, any place. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed...